الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ And then he said يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his dhikr and the reward for that dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned the importance of being grateful for the fact that we are allowed to make the zikr and that this reward comes for the zikr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result of the zikr, what is the next thing that happens in the life of a person? When the person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next thing that comes into the life of the or consciousness of the person is whatever difficulty the person might be facing. And these difficulties do not necessarily, and they should not necessarily mean only material difficulties. For example, one of the difficulties that the person might face when making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that he is not connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spiritual difficulties, you see, which we tend to think of difficulties only in terms of money and health and, you know, whatever else. Those are also there, no doubt about that, and what I'm about to say and the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also affects that, and that also will be helped by it. But the key thing is that if you see these ayats together, the first and foremost thing is Allah is saying, here is the thing that Allah has said, that this is the zikr of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. Allah says, take the help of sabr and salah. For what? For this. So that I may do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way where I am actually connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I feel the sense of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning me by name? Is this a thought in my mind? Or is this a feeling in my entire being? The maqsad is that one should feel it. The problem is that we have become so disconnected with our hearts that we have forgotten the meaning of feeling. And we work purely from our minds. And that mind also is not in a particularly structured or sensible way. It's just one mess of thoughts. Like one khichdi in the head. So 1 minute you are here, 1 minute you are there. There is no outcome of that. And at the end of the day you say, well, what did I gain today? We don't know. Even if you are engaged in thought. And in that situation to say, do you really feel the sense of, what do you feel? The sense of what? That Allah has mentioned you by name. So this is a spiritual dilemma. This is a spiritual difficulty. This is one of the in Hindi they say dharam sankat. It's like a knot. You have to unravel this knot, otherwise you will not be able to go forward. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is the solution for that is what? Sabr wa salah. And inshallah we'll, between today, tomorrow and so on, we'll see what is sabr, what is salah. But sabr wa salah, take the help of sabr wa salah. Now the issue of, that's the reason why, you know, the famous Shaykh of Iqbal, Rahmatullah Alayhi, where he said that Roze Azal mujhse kaha Jibreel ne jo aqal ka ghulam ho wo dil na kar qubool. He said, the day of creation, Jibreel said to me, do not accept the heart which is the slave of the mind. And that is the reason for that, because it's, we become so so superficial in our understanding of things that things which really should be felt are not felt. Even if you, and if you look at it, the feeling is the heart is the source of all action. All inspiration comes from the heart. It doesn't come by thinking about something. It comes by actual feeling. What do you feel? The example I sometimes give of how feelings are the source of action and how they overpower all kinds of cognitive thought is, imagine this situation that there is this man who is a young man and he has he's got you know, a couple of PhDs and he's a professor in the university and he's highly educated and obviously highly logical and highly objective man who has a good mind and he uses his mind, he knows how to do that. So this is the profile of the person. So say this person is now driving home from his university and as he nears his house, he sees there is some commotion, there is smoke rising, and then as he comes closer to the house, he finds that there are fire tenders and there is police and there is a line which is, you know, to stop the crowd, and there is police everywhere. So now he is in a panic, so he jumps out of his car, and as he runs to that place, he finds that it is his house which is on fire. Right? I'm talking about somebody who is cognitive, sensible, highly knowledgeable, has a couple of PhDs, professor in university. I'm talking about somebody who's oriented in his mind. So now he comes, finds his house is on fire. Obviously the man is in a panic. He tries to go, the police catch him and they say, no, don't go inside, it's you know, it's a gone case. And if you go inside, you will die. He says, where's my family? So he says, don't worry, your family is safe. And as he looks, he sees his wife and two children standing on the pavement. So he says, Alhamdulillah, my wife and two children are safe. And then he realizes, where is the third child? And the third child is a little two-year-old who is not there. And the wife says, my third child is still inside the house. And as they are talking, they see this little girl who comes onto the balcony and she sees her parents down there and she starts screaming and she says, Mommy, Daddy. So what do you think this man will do? Tell me. What do you think this man will do? Huh? He will rush inside? No, I'm saying you're wrong because you didn't listen to the story. I told you the man has two PhDs, he's a professor in university, he's a highly cognitive individual, he has a good mind, he's very logical. How do you say he will rush inside? I'll tell you what I think he will do. I think he will have a conversation with a little girl. He will stand there and he will tell the girl that he says, you know, you are still only 2 years old, there is no hisab on you, there is no, Allah will not take any hisab, and death will come quickly and you will be in Jannah, and then you will make intercession for us, and I am young, your mother is young, we will have another child inshallah. If I come rushing inside, you know, I will die in this fire, and what's the point of my dying to save the life of a 2 year old? Do you think he'll have this conversation? So what happens to all his logic? What happens to the two PhDs and professor? Everything gone. Why? Because this thing is in the heart. This is my child. This is my child. I love this child. Is he thinking cognitive? Even if I die, he's not thinking all that. He is not thinking anything. Like Hafiz Bhai said, he will rush inside. Whatever has to happen will happen. Maybe he will save the child. Maybe he will not save the child. But he will not stand there and watch that child dying in the fire. There is no way that this will happen. Now, how do you explain to somebody what is the love that that father feels? This is my dilemma. You can't explain. You have to feel it. Now, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how can you be ungrateful to Allah? How can you deny Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sawal kar rahe hai. Ye kaise ho sakta hai ke tum Allah se kufr karo? Ye kaise ho sakta hai ke Allah ki nashukri karo? Ye kaise ho sakta hai ke Allah ka inkar karo? How is it possible that you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Either deny him in his dhat, or deny him in his sifat, or deny him in his ni'mat that he has given, or deny him his worship. How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You were nothing, you were dead. You were not even a mention. هَلَتَ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah said, has the human being forgotten the time when he was not even a thing mentioned? Even his name wasn't there. Kuntum amwatan fa'ahyakum. And he is the one who gave you life. Fa'ahyakum. Thumma yumitukum. And he will take this life away. Thumma yuhyikum. And he will give you life back again on the day of judgment. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. And to him is your return. Kaifa takfuruna billah. So how is it to explain? When we say we need to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and Allah is saying, Fazkuruni askurukum, you make my zikr, I will make your zikr. How to explain what is this feeling? And that's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this cannot be explained, take the help of sabr wa salah. Take the help of istainu bis sabri wa salah. Sabr is to do the maximum that you can do in order to achieve the goal. And what is the maximum that you can do in terms of achieving the goal of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is zikr, is to concentrate on His ni'mat, is to feel the, is to try to feel. You have to make the effort. You have to make the effort to try to feel. Get out of your homes. Get rid of all this, any means of disturbance, and sit and reflect and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is part of sabr. All of this is part of sabr. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have to open my heart. I cannot open. I have done whatever I have done to my heart, but you have to undo this. You have to open my heart. My heart has become sealed. My heart has become hard. It's like a rock. It's worse than a rock. Even the rock, water comes out of the rock. My heart, nothing happens. So Ya Allah, open my heart. Put your love and put your noor into my heart. Make this dua. What's salah? What is that salah? That salah is tahajjud. Pray tahajjud. Stand in tahajjud and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go in sujood and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect you with Him. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can connect. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can connect. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. We look at in more detail of what is sabr and so on, and then what is salah, inshallah, later on. But today for this, the way of achieving this, how can I feel this? And as I gave you the example, unless the feeling is there, the action will not happen. You'll understand everything at a cognitive level, I have no doubt about that. But that understanding at a cognitive level is not enough. We have to go deep inside our hearts, and we have to understand this from every cell in our body. And then what happens and so on and so forth, we'll see inshallah. I think those are things to be felt. It's not so much to explain in words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to open our hearts to His knowledge and to His noor and to His khudrat, and to enable us to be among the shakirin, and to enable us to be among the zakirin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help in this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.